Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Thousands gather to protest in Boston. Why you can expect more traffic in Boston starting today and when you can finally get the chance to sit down at your favorite restaurant. Melissa has a juice coming up.
Tekashi 6ix9ine broke all kinds of records and made millions off his latest single. But if this is true, he may have to give it back.
Leroy has your sports.
And the sports world definitely had a lot to say this weekend, too.
But first, and I'm going to start. Feel free to jump in with any comments or whatever. But
oh, Pebbles, I'm not good at that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You're always good at jumping in. Well, I mean, I think we have to start with there were multiple peaceful demonstrations yesterday in Boston. A call for justice in the death of George Floyd and to protest police brutality. And one of the protests organized by Youth of Greater Boston started at Government Center, went to the State House. That was like around 3:30, I believe. Then another peaceful protest took place in Roxbury. That was led by clergy members, and they marched to Boston Police Headquarters, held a prayer service. And there was also a really powerful moment of silence for Floyd, lasting 8 minutes and 49 seconds, which was the same amount of time that the video showed. Derek Chauvin kneeling on Floyd's neck. And then thousands more gathered in Roxbury's Nubian Square. Now, this was the one that was just before 6:30, organized by Black Boston, which is... I couldn't find out. I just found out this morning. I was trying to find out who was organizing that one, but it was an organization called Black Boston, a community organization formed and organized by young activists in the city. And on their Facebook page, they had said that they planned for the event to end around 8:30, and in their words, to prevent any violent activity from occurring. And then, you know.
And then the craziness starts. Again, look, if you can call me up and explain, and I bet you can't, anybody who went to the peaceful protests early, 3, 6, I get it. But if you're going out like 10 o'clock at night to protest, you can't tell me that you don't have some trouble in your brain. You know what I'm saying? There's just no way, shape, or form. And I commend everybody who went out and did the peaceful protest stuff. But for everybody else who was part of the riot, whether you did it on purpose or whether you got caught up in the moment, what you're doing is you're distracting from the cause, and not only are you killing any progress, but you're actually taking it backwards.
It was really unfortunate because I was watching the footage pretty much all day, and I was so proud to be a Bostonian watching the peaceful protesting that was going on the majority of the time. It's just unfortunate that this, what happened late last night, is going to overshadow everything, because up until like 10 o'clock last night, it was beautiful to watch everybody and what they were standing for and marching and their signs. And it was really, really a proud moment for the city.
And we reached out to, you know, the mayor's office. We reached out to the Boston Police Commissioner's office because I would like to know what their plans are going forward from here on. And hopefully they get back to us, because I'm curious. I'm like, what steps can we take so that something like this doesn't happen.
And to hear answers, too, because, what's the gentleman's name we spoke to with
Tommy?
The
Tommy?
Yes. You know, he said there are people who were there who said that, you know, that the police, you know, that they played a part as well. And I think we should hear that side as well, too.
Hell yeah.
So, you know. Meanwhile, in other news, more drivers on the road. I'm sure we all noticed it. I know I did this morning. More people in Boston getting back to work. Boston's a week behind the rest of the state, but they're now allowing offices to take 25% of its workers inside. We have a couple people coming back here.
Yeah, there's no traffic. Thing's been great.
I was walking around the building today, and I see all these people that I haven't seen in months, and they're all wearing masks. And I'm like, oh, I forgot. We have a new rule. You can't pee without a mask on.
And it was announced over the weekend that restaurants restaurants, lodging, and hotels would be part of phase two of the plan to reopen that could start in mid-June. And the guidelines will allow restaurants to open with outdoor seating with tables 6 feet apart. The maximum group size at restaurants will be six during the reopening process. So no big, huge parties. And there'll be no bar seating allowed. And indoor dining will begin later within phase two. So gonna have to wait a little bit longer. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
I remember when Forbes magazine crowned Kylie Jenner the world's youngest ever self-made billionaire in August of 2018? Mm-hmm. Well, not so fast. Kylie's billionaire status just got yanked by Forbes, saying her family intentionally lied about how much money she made. According to Forbes, they say Kris Jenner inflated the amount Kylie made from Kylie Cosmetics and created false tax returns to help juice Forbes' estimate of Kylie's earnings and net worth. Now, while this is true, she's still worth about $900 million, so she ain't broke by any means. Kylie did herself, by the way, respond to the story, tweeting, "I am blessed beyond my years. I have a beautiful daughter, successful business, and I'm doing fine. I can name a list of 100 things more important right now than fixating on how much money I have." Faith Evans was arrested last week for allegedly attacking her husband, Stevie J. Police were called to their L.A. area home after Faith and Stevie had gotten into an argument that turned physical. When they got there, Stevie had visible marks and scratches on his face. Faith was booked for felony domestic violence and was bonded out later that day. And since Tekashi 6ix9ine's been out of jail, he dropped his single and video for Gooba, which broke a YouTube record for the most 24-hour debut for a hip-hop, the biggest 24-hour debut for a hip-hop video in YouTube history, with 270 million views, making him millions. But if this story's true, he may have to give some of that money back. YouTube has removed Gooba due to a copyright claim from a Kenyan producer who says Tekashi stole the song from him. The man goes by Magix Enga on Instagram, and he posted a video directed at Tekashi accusing him, and Tekashi hasn't denied it. He did comment on the video saying, "You're dead mad." And for the video to have been pulled by YouTube, there has to be some sort of merit to this dude's claims. If proven right, Enga could be entitled to a good chunk of what Tekashi has made from the song. So he might have to give some of that money back. Nice. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, so the sports world, they use their platform, their voices to speak during this time of social activism. Shout out to Celtics Enes Kanter, Marcus Smart. They were at the peaceful part of the protest here in Boston. Celtic Jaylen Brown, he wasn't here, but he drove 15 hours to Atlanta, where he's from, to help lead a demonstration there. So salute to him. Michael Jordan, who just about never speaks publicly about social issues, released a statement Sunday saying, "I am deeply saddened, truly pained, and plain angry. I stand with those who are calling out the ingrained racism and violence towards people of color in our country. We have had enough." And the NFL is being called hypocrites after releasing a statement in response to the death of George Floyd. In the statement, NFL commissioner said a lot, including that the NFL family is greatly saddened by the tragic events across our country. The protesters' reactions to these incidents reflect the pain, anger, and frustration that so many of us feel. And folks were not trying to hear that at all. Fans, players, members of the media pointed out the treatment of Colin Kaepernick, who was blackballed from the league for taking a knee during games in order to bring attention to social issues of Black America. Some are saying that if there was ever a time for a team to sign Kaepernick, it's now. Listen, agree or disagree, I'm just happy the conversation about racism is being had publicly. It's going to be uncomfortable, people, but there's nothing comfortable about real change, all right? Also, baseball could be back by the end of this month. Players have proposed a 114-game regular season. The season would start June 30th. Hopefully, the league can agree, and we can play ball.
That's too many games. How about we make it like a 10-game season?
Shut up, Romero.
And agree to do that for the rest of
life. I thought you were going to say something like logical. 10 games.
Oh, yeah, right. Let's just jump to the playoffs. Right? Flip a coin. Who's in?
Do like the NCAA tournament, especially with baseball, because baseball sucks. Just one game, a big giant tournament, put all the teams in it, and then just end the season.
Okay.
After a weekend.
All right. So we do have some good news today. So Mickey Nelson, you know I got to go with the old people. 99 years old, World War II vet from Minnesota, and will be celebrating his 100th birthday on June 27th. So to celebrate his 100th, he's helping to feed thousands of people in his community. So he was inspired by the man who raised over 37 million by walking like 100 laps in his garden.
Yeah.
He's like, hold my beer. He's walking 100 miles to raise money. He started walking in May. He's raised over $42,000 that will go to the Salvation Army's feeding and emergency programs. He's been a Clark's Grove resident his entire life. And this is so sad. He's also struggling on his own because he's had to isolate from his wife, who's quarantined at a nursing home, and he can't visit. Aww. But he does have some words of wisdom. Nelson says, "I believe all of America, Democrat and Republican, should be united in helping the less fortunate among us. We are the United States of America, and that is what my generation fought for." All right, Mickey Nelson. And that's your good news. This report made hot by Big Y.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.